Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf Nun Gimel Pesachim 53, and on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Gemara records the following teaching. It says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Asar Lo Adam Sheyomar Basar Zeh Lo Pesachu. A person is not allowed to say this piece of meat is for a Pesach, meaning to say that even though everybody knows that this piece of meat is not intended for a Korban Pesach, you still are not allowed to say that. What's the reason? Because it looks like you have consecrated your animal, even though you're saying this meat is for Pesach, it looks like you consecrated your animal for the Paschal lamb, and that you're eating the sacred food outside of the temple, which is a big problem. So the way Rashi understands it is that even though everybody knows that you're not allowed to consecrate just a single piece of meat for a sacrifice, nevertheless, we have to be concerned that the people will think that he sanctified it now for the purposes of selling it to purchase a Korban Pesach. That's what Rashi says. It has Kedushas Damim, that it sanctified its value. Tosfos gives a different explanation, that the reason for the concern is that when you say this meat is for the Pesach, maybe not for the Paschal lamb, but to eat as a festive animal on Pesach, and maybe the concern is it's like that you had already sanctified it while it was alive for the Korban Pesach. And so therefore, when the people see him eating it, they'll think, oh, he's eating the sacred food outside of the temple. So back to the Gemara, says Rav Papa, Davka Basar, this is only a problem with respect to meat, that we have to be concerned that, because meat could possibly be valid for a sacrifice of Ochiti, but with respect to wheat, which is not edible for Korban Pesach, well, there's no concern about this. And you can't say this wheat is for Pesach, and we don't have to be concerned that the people who see it will say that you consecrated its value for the purpose of the Korban Pesach, because the mintor of pisla kamar, because people understand that when you say this wheat is for Pesach, that means that you're guarding it for the purposes of Pesach. So ask the Gemara on Rav, Ubasar, lo, when it comes to meat, you don't have to be concerned. Is it really not a concern that if you say this meat is for Pesach, you don't have to be concerned that this is for the Paschal lamb? Is that really the case, that when you say this meat is for Pesach, that it is for the Paschal lamb? But what about the fact that we have the following question? We have a brisa. So says Amar Rabbi Yossi, Todos Ishromi, this person, Todos, Theodosius of Rome. So what do we know about this man? Hinig Espinay Romi. He seemed to be a leader in the Roman community, and he taught them Echol Gedayim, Gedayim Mikulasim. He used to teach them to eat their goats, B'leilei Pesachim. They used to eat their goats on the night of Pesach Mikulas. What does Mikulas mean? So it's like that the inside parts of the animal were on the side of the animal. They took out the insides and hung it next to it, and then they roasted it. And this is like a person who carries his weapons on his side, on the side of a soldier. And this is in accordance with the position of Rabbi Akiva, how he says the Paschal lamb was supposed to be in on 74a. So this is how Todos Ish Romi told them to eat their goats on the night of Pesach. And meaning to say somewhat similar, exactly like the Korban Pesach was being eaten. He was telling them to eat it. So did he live prior to the temple or after the temple? It's not entirely clear from this Gemara, but it was in the first century, around the time of the temple, and he was doing a Korban Pesach or something that looked like the Korban Pesach outside in Rome. So the sages send him a question. The sages did not like this. And in Brachos, it's clear that this story is coming from Shimon ben Shetach. So according to the story in Brachos, they send him this message and they said, if you weren't Todos, Gazarnu Alecha Nidoi, we would be excommunicating you. Because you're feeding the Jewish people sacred food outside the temple. So the Gemara says, Kachim Salkadaitach, is he really feeding them Kachim? But rather, Karavach Ilasichal Kachim, we almost fed them the sacred food. And from this text, it's clear, Mikuasin, that if the animals were on the side, the inner parts were on the side of the animal, that's what's going to be a problem. She'im Mikuas low, but if they were not on the side, then it would not be prohibited because it doesn't look like kachim. Also, Amri, only if he says it, So the Gemara says, no, that's not a question. We see from here that it seemed to be permitted as long as it's not Mekuas. So the Gemara says, no. Mekuas lo shna, since he has the meat on the inner parts on the side of the animal, then it doesn't make a difference if he says something or lo shna, it doesn't make a difference if he doesn't say anything. Sheina Mekuas, but if it's not on the side, then it's a problem if he says explicitly, but if he doesn't say explicitly, it's not a problem. The Gemara then goes on to discuss why do they say him, if you weren't such a distinguished man, why was he distinguished? So the Gemara gives two answers as to why he was distinguished. One answer is that he was a Gavra Rabba, that he was a great man. The other answer was that he was a very strong man, or he gave a lot of charity. Why do they say he was a great man? Because he made a Kal Vachomer. He's from the frogs of Egypt. They jumped into the oven rather than, he said that the frogs of Egypt jumped into the oven rather than allow themselves to be, to not follow the ways of Hashem. So too, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, they jumped into the fiery furnace of Nebuchadnezzar rather than violate the words of the Torah. So we see from here, he says, we have to give up our life in accordance to follow the ways of Hashem. And this is a person who gave this teaching in Rome. You can imagine how dangerous it was to give such a teaching. So this is the reason why they didn't want to start up with him. Gavra Rabba, he was a great man. He was risking his life for the Jewish faith, and so they didn't agree with him about his position about the Paschal lamb outside the temple, but yet they still were not willing to excommunicate him.